This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Zelensky says Russia is losing ground in the war in Ukraine. That's why it's using suicide drones, he says. Russia's been targeting infrastructure in Ukraine this morning.
One city in particular, Zhytomyr, which has military bases, lost electricity and water after a double missile strike on an energy facility. The governor of the Zaporizhia region also reported a fire at an infrastructure facility. He said they were caused by suicide drones. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia is using the drones because it's losing the war, now nearing its eighth full month. This form of terror will not give Russia anything. Even now, when we still do not have a sufficient number of air defense and missile defense systems. I'm Karen Chamas.
Four people stabbed in the Long Beach, California area. One died. Now a suspect's been arrested. The 21-year-old man's bail set at $2 million, say police. They say the suspect didn't know any of the victims, and they don't think the attacks were provoked. Hurricane Ian slammed into southwest Florida weeks ago, but students in the area's largest school district are only now returning to class. The AP's Julie Walker.
Lee County has almost 120 schools. The district says 28 were reopening Monday and Tuesday, another 32 soon. The biggest challenge, says Superintendent Christopher Bernier, air quality.
I will not and cannot decide to open a school until we have documented that the air inside is safe.
With more than 100 fatalities, Ian was the third deadliest storm to hit the U.S. mainland this century, behind Katrina and Sandy. I'm Julie Walker.
The value of the U.S. dollar is soaring overseas, but that means other currencies around the world are sinking by comparison. There are complaints about skyrocketing prices for everyday goods in other countries. This is AP News. Now to trade and transparency. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. businesses are proposing to hide trade data used to trace abuse. A group of major U.S. businesses wants the government to hide key import data, a move trade experts say would make it more difficult for Americans to link products they buy to labor abuse overseas. The proposal obtained by the Associated Press was made by an advisory panel comprised of executives from 20 companies, including Walmart, General Motors, and Intel. If adopted, it would shroud in secrecy customs data on ocean-going freight responsible for about half of the $2.7 trillion in goods entering the U.S. every year. Rail, truck, and air cargo is already shielded from public disclosure under U.S. trade law. Human rights activists say it flies in the face of government commitments to be more transparent on trade. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.